We are doing Ahavat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim had been explaining that one of the reasons that people do not help one another out is because they figure they might encounter a loss. Someone asks them for a loan, they say, who says he's going to pay me back? And the Chafetz Chaim had said that technically they should take collateral. That's not a reason to withhold giving a loan. Someone asks you for a loan, so give the loan and take good collateral. And if the person doesn't want to take collateral for whatever reason, and the person says to himself, gee, is he going to pay me back or not? Now, if you're sitting here in the machon and a guy walks in and says, I need a ticket to Ashdod. I just lost my wallet. I have to get home to Ashdod. I wouldn't give him the money. I get these requests every time I'm walking down the street. And I've yet to have someone who I could walk with to the bus stop, and they really got on a bus to Ashdod. So I don't have the time to waste, but I figure someone else is going to have to help these people out because I don't believe them. So many people stop you and tell you they need a ticket. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But let's say you're telling yourself, who says he's going to pay me back? You know, sometimes they give you a cell number. You could call me back. Try calling the cell number before you lend them the money. I've yet to see the cell number work. So if you can't evaluate whether you'll get the money back, so one of the ways a person can gauge what should he do is a person should ask himself, let's say I would make money on this loan. Let's say this guy would tell you, you lend me money, I'll pay you interest. We're not allowed to take interest from a fellow Jew, but let's say you thought you would gain money from it. Let's say he'd tell you, if you lend me the money, I'll give you 50 iPods at cost, which you could sell and make a profit. So you'd say to yourself, okay, would you do it or not? And if you tell yourself, I would do it if I had what to gain, so that means that it's just because you don't feel like giving him the money. It's not because you don't trust him. Now today, I don't know if this gauge of the Chafetz Chaim would work. Because I see many people, the saying, there's one born any minute. I see many people who think they have what to gain, and they give people who they don't know and they shouldn't trust money. It's a bad thing, you know. If someone comes and tells you you can make money easily, I wouldn't even hear the end of the sentence. I would leave. People fall for this all the time. You shouldn't. You shouldn't. If there were really money to be made so easily, other people would be making it too. So, but if, says the Chafetz Chaim, if you thought you had something to gain, you would lend him the money, then obviously you do feel he's trustworthy enough, then you should lend him the money. He says, the reason I say this is because I don't think anyone's foolish enough to risk their money on the thought that they might make a few pennies profit. So today people are foolish that way. You see it all the time. People tell you you can make a certain amount of money if you only give them more money. People do it. Now, on the website you have people advertise all the time Google ads, right? There's this thing, it's a scam. They tell you, we'll teach you how to advertise with Google and make money. All you have to do is send us $2. After you give them the credit card information, they charge you a lot more than $2. And then they find legal loopholes that you won't ever be able to get your money back from them. So there are all kinds of scams online, and they use famous names, and a lot of people fall prey to them. So the Chafetz Chaim is assuming we wouldn't be so stupid, but we've proven otherwise. So I don't know if this formula of the Chafetz Chaim applies to our generation. The Chafetz Chaim says the formula is if you'd be willing to risk your money on a small gain, if you thought you'd have something to gain, you'd lend them the money, then that obviously shows that you have confidence he'll pay you back. And the only reason you suspect him is because you don't think you'll gain any physical gain and you're not taking into account the spiritual gain. But we said this formula in our day and age, in my humble opinion, I don't know if it would work. And therefore he says you shouldn't free yourself of giving the loan because it depends on whether you could trust the guy or not, and you have to figure out whether you could trust him or not. And he says don't be quick to decide you can't trust someone. Take a good look, and we'll pick up here, Bezachem, next class.